bro. And he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
Playing. It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Hour two of overtime, live like it's 1995, man. What's going on? What's going on, man? I got Justin Feist and the producer's perch, Matt King to my right. My name is Malcolm Harris, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, now you know. And we are just about what? And 58 minutes away from the end, from the weekend getting started. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
It's going to be a great weekend of football, not just college.
It is.
But NFL football, too.
It's going to be a great week for NFL, and I appreciate that segue because this segment is going to be brought to you by MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. College football is here, and MyBookie is the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. With MyBookie, you get real Vegas odds on all the biggest games. Don't forget the NFL. This year, MyBookie is hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least 100 grand, and it only costs 100 bucks to enter. Pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. Double your deposit with promo code Knoxville. That's promo code Knoxville at MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. Here we are. All right, so you, Matt King, picked this slate of pick'em that we're about to get into for the NFL. Guys, is internet? Never mind. We're good. I just had a quick. It was like trying to connect.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're good. I was like, oh, no, we're good. Shout out to Comcast. They're holding it down for us. Getting back on topic, though. So let's talk about this slate. But before we do, Thursday Night Football recap. Guys, Patriots being undefeated, it's kind of like death and taxes, man. It's just kind of guaranteed at this point, right?
Yep. Their defense is very good. I mean, Daniel Jones made some mistakes, but I mean, that was a game that the Patriots were going to dominate from start to finish. Anybody that was listening yesterday, I hope at least one person heeded my advice to go add Golden Tate to their flex position, because Golden Tate, performed pretty well, had 22.2. Fantasy points in PPR formats. I think he ended with 7 receptions, over 100 yards, and a touchdown. So, yeah, that was my little hot tip at the end of the show yesterday. So I hope I got a couple folks out there, a couple more fantasy points. But other than that, the Giants really couldn't get anything going.
Couldn't get anything going, man. And you know, in this league, in our league, I have the Patriots defense.
Ooh, what'd they score?
28 points. Yeah, so
you
that's a nice little filler, man. I know Tom Brady, also known as a running back playing quarterback, Tom Brady.
Yeah, what? The QB sneak god.
Did you see the tweet about all the running backs that he has more rushing touchdowns?
Isn't it crazy?
More than AK, more than I'm blanking on the rest of them.
Yeah.
But it was more than a lot of running back ones.
Premier RB1s, man. Had 2 touchdowns on the ground. Threw a pick. Didn't have any through the air. But Brady, he didn't really need to do much last night. That defense is incredible. Like you said, Daniel Jones did make a couple of mistakes. But that, you know, we call him Danny Dimes for a reason. And there's a reason, guys, he was taken at 6. You know, you remember, we laughed. We laughed.
I mean, I wouldn't say that he necessarily deserve to be 6 at this point. He's not, you know, Patrick Mahomes yet, but
yeah,
he's definitely shut a lot of people up, because originally nobody thought that he was going to be able to make any noise. Giants fans were distraught at their franchise for drafting him that high, but it looks like he may be able to guide New York out of the darkness. I don't know. We'll see.
Yo, listen to this, man. New England has now won 19 straight games against a first or second year quarterback, the longest streak in NFL history. What were you saying that? My bad.
Oh, no, I was just going to say something. I mean, it's factual, but it may be controversial to people who don't understand the truth. Guys, if Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for this Patriots team, they're still 6-0. They might have even won games by even more.
Have they had a close game yet?
I mean, Washington hung around, but they pulled away late just because it's the system. But
I'm dead serious right now. This defense and special teams is elite. The best so far that we've seen. And Brady hasn't been overly good this season, and they're still winning by so much. I will stake to that claim until I see something else this season from him.
Also, I think Jakob Johnson, VFL, on IR.
Yeah.
Had a shoulder injury, I believe.
They were playing him at fullback, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Hate to hear that, man. I mean, gosh, he was just activated on the 53, obviously, due to the dismissal of Antonio Brown. But Giants were in it, man. They were in it up until the fourth quarter, to me. And to be without Saquon, Evan Ingram, and Sterling Shepard, and to be in that game. I know there's no moral victories, but I think this is one for the Giants. I think they have something here in Daniel Jones, and I'm excited.
I was going to say, very least, he can make throws that Eli Manning hasn't been able to make for, 8 years.
You're not lying. I mean, people are going to be like, y'all get off Eli. Eli's not good, man. Has not been good. He just put together two of the greatest postseason runs we'll ever see. And I know Brady didn't have to do much, but guys, he's 6-0 and is 42. How long does this man have left? Because he looks timeless out there.
I don't know. He had that fresh Tom Brady haircut. He normally spikes his hair up, but when you put the helmet on, his hair lays flat in a straight line across his forehead.
Yeah.
But he had a fresh fade. He looked young, man.
Looking young,
man. Not as young as Daniel Jones. I think I saw somewhere that there was a 20-year gap. I think Tom Brady's 42, Daniel Jones is 22. And it was the largest gap between starting quarterbacks since the league merged in the, what was it, 70s or whatever.
That's crazy. So, 20 wow. years. I mean, that nice stat, Justin. Nice stat.
But, yeah, I think Tom will be around forever. He's got voodoo. He kisses his kids. Gets that young blood.
I think he's draining their lives from them when he's kissing them on the mouth.
Bro, test that TB12 stuff, man, because there's something in there. Speaking of Gronk, let's just get into it, man. So apparently he has not filed his retirement papers. Guys, what are we thinking about this, man? Justin, I know you got a little, it's an audio piece for us about Gronk.
Yeah, so this was just from, I'll play that in a second, but as far as Gronk coming back, I think the Patriots would have to throw a bunch of money at him in week, 14 for him to even think about coming back. I mean, he's back with Fox. He had an electric start to his career as a commentator, and hopefully this works real quick, but I'm going to play a little clip of Rob Gronkowski's first comments as a Fox NFL commentator.
Let's hear it.
See if this works.
Once in a while in the locker room, Tom had to put his foot down on me, control me a little bit, yell at me, get that scream going. But let me tell you something about Julian. First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive, he's feisty, and most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut, just like he gets a first down, just like he gets the touchdown, just like he'll give you a catch when you need it.
Okay.
He said everything you can say on TV without getting fined, I think.
He is not coming back to the NFL, man. He is too dynamic in that booth. Guys, that was incredible.
I mean, I love him. I hope that he's around for a long time as a commentator because, I mean, that's just great. That's just a great personality to have on your television. And, I mean, I know Fox has been trying – or the NFL has been trying to get more personality in their booth. They got Cooper Manning making funny videos or whatever before
Sunday
kickoff and Rob Riggle and some other comedians making like little skits before games, but I mean, give me just Rob Gronkowski because he's hilarious.
Man, it's interesting to kind of see the new stance on, you know, announcing, because Tony Romo has kind of set the standard to me for the new generation of announcing for NFL games going forward. So, speaking of setting the standard, guys, we got a bunch of NFL games. This slate that Matthew King selected, you're incredible.
I mean, I just went from the schedule that the NFL decided to put so many good games.
Matt King made this schedule, folks.
Yeah, no, I actually made sure that all of these games would collide so I'd be able to get the credit for copy and pasting it into a Word document.
I am so excited. I hope... Oh, God. You know what I just realized?
What's up, man?
There is a solid chance that Comcast will not make it out to my new apartment to hook up internet and cable by Sunday.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Well,
do you have...
I got a hotspot on my phone.
That's what I was going to ask.
Is that good enough to stream games?
It is. It's strong. Okay. It's strong enough.
He used a lot of data, though.
If not, I mean, we are like neighbors now, so...
That's true, that's
true.
Feel
free to swing by the crib.
I'm going to have to do that. Okay. But yeah, these games are incredible.
They are incredible. They are incredible, man. And we're incredible as well, and we're going to be back with more Overtime Fox Sports Knoxville right after this break. Y'all stay tuned. Welcome back to this segment of Overtime. Before we get into NFL Pick'em, this segment's going to be brought to you by Lloyd's Electric Service. This football season, don't let your lights get knocked out. Do the smart thing and call Lloyd's Electric Service and buy a Generac automatic standby generator. Lloyd's Electric Service and their LES Facility Service Division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. And now with their second location in Morristown. Shout out to our boy Tanner Carson in Morristown. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at LloydsElectricService.com. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority. Guys, let's get into it, man, because we got birthdays after this as well as some MLB updates and just life updates. I kind of want to pick y'all's brain, see what y'all got going this weekend, and we're going to be out of here, man. But we can take our time here. We got five electric games that I think are just great matchups. And let's start in Jacksonville. We got Minshew Mania. We have New Orleans, AK and company. Teddy Bridgewater undefeated as a current starter. I think Drew Reed is like, yeah, my thumb's feeling good. I'm good, guys. I'm good. We got New Orleans at Jacksonville. Who we got?
I have no clue. This will be a kind of ugly defensive game, and both teams have done a good job winning those games so far this season.
Yeah.
But I think New Orleans will ultimately have the most depth to be able to hang in and tough it out. So I think the Saints will win this one.
How are you feeling, Justin?
I'm going to go Minshew Mania.
Really?
They're giving out 35,000 mustaches pregame.
Oh, no, they're not.
They're giving 10 fans that wear cut-off jorts, Minshew jerseys.
Which is so cool.
So I think that the building is going to be rocking. And excuse me. And I do not believe that the Saints, although Teddy Bridgewater has been amazing, you know, filling the gap for Drew Brees while he's been out, I think that I'm going to go with a hot team. Go with a hot name, Gardner Minshew.
Man, I'm looking at his stats right now. Guys, he's only thrown one pick. I mean, he has been balling. 9 TDs on the year. 4 net, only has 1 TD. He's on my fantasy team in our league. So I'm going Jacksonville. I want the upset. I think Teddy Bridgewater makes his first mistakes this weekend. I think that Jacksonville still has some pieces on defense. Got a question for you guys, though. Jalen Ramsey, is he playing?
I assume not. I'm not sure.
Did he play last week?
No, he was in Houston hanging out with Deshaun Watson after the game.
Guys,
with his back injury.
What do you do at this point? You got to trade him, right? You have to. But what?
Can you find him, or is he just not getting these game checks? I don't know.
I don't know how this is working right now for Jalen Ramsey to complete. I mean, it's kind of been not talked about. They've been keeping a lot of things in-house, so I'm intrigued to see whether he plays. But give me Jacksonville. Looking right now, anybody know what the line is on this one?
I cannot find
it. They got Jacksonville by a field goal, according to my bookie.
I like it.
Over under, it's 43.5. I'm taking the over for sure. Okay. All right. Let's see, man. That's going to be a good one. Let's hop into, guys, I saw a historical performance by this quarterback, Deshaun Watson, last week. I know Falcons defense is not good. I know. But let's talk about it, man. We got Houston at Kansas City. I mean, this is going to be a showdown of two of the brightest young quarterbacks in the game, if not the two brightest quarterbacks. Young quarterbacks, rather, in the game with Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Who are we taking, man? Is Pat Mahomes okay, too? Like, because I know this ankle has been an issue.
Yeah, he said it's been nagging him. But, you know, the past couple of days of practice, he said that he's good to go and he can do all the things that he needs to be able to do, cut on it, stuff like that. So I think that he'll be okay. I'm assuming it will get taped up again. I just hope that his old linemen don't step on his ankle again like they did last week and kind of re-aggravate it. And also, you know, he's going to be – the guys are going to be going at his legs. So, I mean, hopefully he can get out of the game and play a full game without re-aggravating it. But, you know, he should be good to go. Deshaun Watson has been incredible. This is going to be a tight game. It's only a 4.5-point line in favor of the Chiefs. Over-under is 55.5, most points projected in a matchup this week in the NFL. I don't know. I'm torn because Deshaun has been balling out, and Mahomes has had, I believe, one touchdown throw in the past 2 weeks.
He's been killing me fantasy-wise. I've been 2-0, though.
Yeah. So I need him to get hot, but I don't know. I'm going to go Texans. I don't know why.
Okay.
I mean, I think they got a shot. Is it in?
It's in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City. They don't lose an Arrowhead like that.
Nah. I'm flopping.
Not lose an Arrowhead? except that's exactly what happened last week. Houston now has the blueprint from what Indianapolis did last week. I think Houston wins this game.
Really? Really? So, Justin, just to be on record.
I didn't solidify my pick yet.
What are you thinking?
I need Pat to have a big game. I'm going Chiefs.
All right. So, we're split. So, you're going Chiefs, Justin. And, yeah, let's talk about it, man, because the Colts did provide a formula in order to beat, you know, you just hold on to the ball. And what? You send pressure to Pat Mahomes, I guess.
Yeah. You just make him make mistakes. I mean, even then, he still had an incredible highlight play.
Yeah.
But after that, that was in the first quarter. Like that. I mean, they had him clamped from there.
I am going with Kansas City. I think Pat Mahomes is really going to hit Travis Kelce, two TDs. Guys, I know Houston last week looked amazing, but this Falcons team has problems. And this defensive line for Kansas City is going to eat that offensive line apart. I know the Atlanta Falcons' deficiencies, and Houston took advantage of them. I think Will Fuller, though, did introduce himself again as a premier wide receiver in the NFL. Dude has burners for days. It's going to be high scoring, but I got a 49-42. Give me Chiefs. Definitely going to be a huge one. Let's shift over to Justin's boys, man. We got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Minnesota Vikings. Guys, which Kirk Cousins are we getting this week? Good Kirk or bad Kirk?
The Kirk Cousins who plays against teams that have a winning record. And that's a really bad record. I think Justin's going to be pretty happy on Monday because his Eagles are going to get the win.
Be a huge win if so.
I'm going to be very upset if Kirk Cousins has a good day, not only because the Eagles are my team, but also because if he has a good game, that probably means he's throwing to Stephon Diggs, and I'm benching Stephon Diggs. He's been awful for fantasy owners because Kirk Cousins will not get him the ball. Adam Thielen is getting all of the targets now that or since he complained about, you know, Kirk Cousins being a crappy quarterback. But yeah, Eagle. Oh wow, another voice crack.
You good, bro? I love it. Push through it, baby.
Vikings are favored by 3.
Really?
The line is 3. Vikings are minus 3.
That's a fat Eagles cover right there.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah,
man. I'm gonna
take my boys, the Eagles.
Question for you, Justin: is Deshaun, is he back in the fold or is he still out?
Jackson.
Yeah.
I will check. Give me one.
Nah, you're good, man. Either way, I think you see good Kirk this weekend, man. And I think Stephon Diggs finally breaks out that little streak. I really do, man, because I have Adam Thielen, and he is just he was horrible the first 3 weeks of the season. Didn't get much targets, and I was mad. I stayed with him, though, and eventually he broke out. I think the same thing is going to happen to Stephon. So give me Minnesota. Give me Minnesota by a field goal.
Which is the spread. So you're going push.
Yeah, I'm going push for sure. Let's stay local. We'll come back to that if Deshaun Jackson is healthy, because that might change a little thing. Tennessee Titans at Denver Broncos. A couple years ago, a lot of people in Tennessee would have been torn because of old Peyton. Old Peyton Manning. What are we thinking about this one, man?
The Titans are so inconsistent, they're consistently inconsistent. I can predict when they're going to win or lose because they will remain at exactly 500 through every season. They'll find a way to have half and half wins and losses. They lost last week. I think they're going to win. I don't think Joe Flacco will have a very good game. Denver's receivers, the Titans secondary isn't great, but I think they're going to be fine. Broncos offensive line hasn't been really overly impressive, so the Titans linebackers and defensive line will have a pretty good day.
Yeah.
I think Rashawn Evans will have a pretty nice game tomorrow. A lot of people forget that he's in the league still.
I disagree with you, man. When you said that secondary is okay, y'all, secondary is great for the Titans. I really do. I think that they have a top five secondary in the NFL, and I think Flacco, is going to make a lot of mistakes, man. I got Titans big here. I'm talking Cleveland-esque performance. I think they're going to do a lot of good things on Sunday.
And then the next week, lose by 3. I don't even know who they play. The Broncos, but I can see that happening.
Oh, man. Justin, how are you feeling about this Titans and Broncos matchup again?
I have no idea. They've both been really bad lately. I guess the Broncos picked up their first win last week, right?
Beat the Chargers.
So, I don't know. This is the closest line that I'm seeing right now. It's -1.5 in favor of the Broncos. The lowest over-under, it's at 40.5. I think this is just going to be a interception city.
Oh, yeah. It'll be an ugly game, like 12-9.
Marcus hasn't thrown one yet, though, guys. I mean, he's been accurate. I mean, he hasn't really been in position.
He hasn't turned the ball over.
Yeah.
But remember what we were saying about our boy JG last year? Oh, well, guys, he hasn't turned the ball over in a while. So, obviously, he's really good.
You're giving me PTSD right
now. I don't know. Every time I pick the Titans this year, I believe they've disappointed me. So, I'm going to go with Vegas. I'm going to take the Broncos -1.5.
Okay. All right. Let's get into our final game before we head to birthdays, guys. I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. The undefeated San Francisco 49ers. What the world?
That defense, boys.
What the world?
That defense is so good.
I picked that defense up off waivers in our league this week.
What a pickup.
No. I don't know, man. I mean, the week of the Rams, though, is probably a dumb idea.
No, I mean.
Initially, I was going to go with. I mean, I've just been picking defenses up off waivers this whole year. Initially, I was going to go with the Redskins defense because they're playing Miami.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is Jay Gruden just got fired, so this is could be a breakout game for Miami.
I almost put the Tank Bowl in here, but I didn't want to talk about that one.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I don't know.
All right, here's the thing.
So
you may actually want to start San Francisco defense, and let me tell you why. Jared Goff threw 3 interceptions against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's y'all's boy, not me, man. That's y'all's man. That 3 ain't my guy,
picks.
Man.
I think he'll throw at least 1. He'll probably fumble the ball, too. San Francisco, they may even lay an egg just because they just now got people to get hype about him. But other than Aaron Donald, I haven't been super impressed by LA's defense this year. And so I think our boy Jimmy G will do a little bit just to keep them in the game. But that run game is stout. They're going to find the ways to run the ball, control the clock, force Jared Goff into turnovers. I think San Francisco wins this game.
Kyle Shanahan has been showing out, guys. I don't know if y'all have been watching these games, but I saw the entirety of the Monday Night Football game. San Francisco tore up Cleveland. And what you said, man, this defense is stout. I think it continues, man. I think Jimmy G is going to make some mistakes, though. I really do. I'm still not convinced in Jimmy G. But, dog, Jared Goff is not good, man. He's not good. Whoever his agent is, you better take him to dinner. You better get him.
Show me the money.
Guys, I mean, he got a free 100 mil. Easily. Extension. I mean, free. It's just, it's crazy. I don't like to count another man's pockets, but my goodness. Guys, this is criminal. So that's going to be a 4:05 p.m. kickoff time. I'm looking right now. Jared Goff, let's take a look at the numbers. He has about a little over 1,600 yards, 7 TDs, 7 interceptions.
A nice 1-to-1 ratio for you.
That is terrible.
For your highest paid NFL quarterback.
Also, guys, I want to talk about it. Todd Gurley, is he okay?
I don't think he is.
Is he all right? Like, have we seen the best of Todd Gurley? Because he just does not look what I thought Todd Gurley would look like this year.
I don't think he's going to be back to that level of Todd Gurley. And I think that's why Jared Goff's struggling so much. They're having to rely on less of a run game, and they're having to rely on their system QB more. Mm-hmm.
And he is doubtful for the game. Gurley was unable to practice this week due to what Sean McVay called a thigh contusion in his left quad. They call that a quadricep.
Oh, man. Well, heal up, Todd Gurley, because fantasy teams are depending on you, and people are depending on us for birthdays, guys. Hang on.
I didn't get my pick in.
Did you not?
I did not.
I'm so sorry.
I just pontificated about
it. I will never disrespect you like that again.
You're good. Right now, the Rams are a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 50.5. The 49ers, this is a game that they can lose and nobody will really say anything. They have a great record. And this is a game that the Rams need to win if their season is going to get right. I'm going to take the Rams.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I can see that pick. I can see
now,
that pick.
Now, the Rams defense has regressed immensely. They are not the stout defense that everyone thought they were going to be. But I think for San Francisco is just going to kind of go into this one a little sleepy.
I like that pick.
I looked at Nick Bosa last week, Buckner, and our guy, of course, Richard Sherman. You think any of those distractions are going to play a toll this week, specifically on defense?
I mean, if anything, it'll bolster it. So maybe I'll get my value for that 49ers defense I picked up.
Okay.
We'll see. We got E-Man. E-Man Mosley, too.
Isn't that crazy?
Was he ever referred to as E-Man anywhere before?
I mean, by personal close friends and family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, for an announcer that does not know you at all, that's like somebody calling me Malk off the street that doesn't know me, you know? That's weird. It's different. Man, y'all are going to get me carried away, man. We got more birthdays here. Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. We're going to end it off right for this weekend. We will be back with more right after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios here at Fan Run Radio Overtime, ladies and gentlemen. We have had such a good week, man, and we're just going to end it off right. Send us off into the sunset, man. Y'all ready for birthdays? I like the Deshaun Watson arrow. That was beautiful, man. Justin, I know your flu game ready, but it's going to be quick, man. You ready?
Yeah, we'll be good.
Okay, well, let's get started, man. And I'm going to just hit us off right now with the biggest birthday of the day. Today, this person is 27 years old from the Bronx, New York. Gained fame as a cast member on the reality series Love & Hip Hop New York. She is a hip-hop recording artist for singles.
Cardi B.
Wow, yes, sir. Cardi B. Happy birthday to Cardi. She's only 27, guys.
Dang. I feel like her career's been way too long already.
You think you're not a Cardi person, man?
No.
You don't want to party with Cardi?
No, I don't.
Come on, man.
Man, I love Cardi B, man. She makes me feel I don't know. When I listen to her music, I just get kind of, you know, happy. I'm like, yeah. You know, I like it like that.
Well, that's the beat on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's all right.
She's all right. Hey, this guy is pretty all right, too. He is 50 years old today. Excuse me, guys. Before I say this, Justin, honestly, man, if you get this next one, you win. This is a very short. This is a horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm telling you, we got three of them. So, Matt, be ready, because it's coming off quick. He's from Sydney, Australia, and is 50 years old today. He's an Australian actor, best known for playing...
Ewan McGregor?
No. Hmm. This character in a Marvel series.
Chris, or no.
2018, he stars Gary Hart in the film The Front Runner. Other credits include Prisoners, Prestige, Pan, and Van Helsing. Obviously, his biggest
role. Hugh Jackman.
Justin just took it away for the weekend.
Hugh Jackman.
Yep.
Just took it away for the weekend. Justin, congrats, bro.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. You said he played this character in a Marvel movie, and then you didn't say the movie.
So. I know, because I couldn't give it away.
Well, yeah, if you say Wolverine.
If I said Wolverine, I mean.
Oh, is that what it would
have
been?
Oh, yeah.
No, at first I was like, wait, Marvel, Australian, Chris, and then I was like, Chris Hemsworth is Australian, but I was like, you said he's 50. It's definitely not Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I just didn't want to give it away, like, blatantly.
No, that's
I got
fair.
You. It was the Prestige that gave it away for me. Have y'all seen the Prestige?
Never,
Christopher
good.
Christopher Nolan. Better than Inception.
I've seen the first 5 minutes of The Front Runner, but I forgot that it was Hugh Jackman. Like, it's a movie about, I forgot who, the front runner for the Democratic primary when he was going up against Reagan for a second. Like, he was supposed to win, and then, like a sex scandal came out or something like that.
Yikes.
So, and Hugh Jackman plays that role.
Yikes. Okay. Y'all want to do the last one just for fun?
Sure.
58 years old today, legendary quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Joe Montana.
No.
What?
Was named Super Bowl XX1X MVP. Eventually became a popular ESPN football analyst after retirement. Played college football at BYU.
This is throwing me off so bad.
What is XXIX? That's
29?
29, yeah.
29, Super Bowl 29. Sorry, I was just looking at it. I had to transpose it.
No, that's fair.
I don't know. So I'm glad I got the last two.
Starred in several commercials with Jerry Rice while they were teammates. All right.
Initials?
S-Y.
Sean Young?
No. Chloe. Oh, you're like stupid.
Steve Young.
Yes. Yes, Steve Young. I was like, wow. yeah, Steve Young. Happy birthday, man. He was a fantastic quarterback. Coming in. Guys, just very excited about this weekend, man. And who else is excited, I know for sure, are the Houston Astros, man. They wrapped up things yesterday. We'll be facing off against the Yankees, and we also have Cards and Nats tonight. Officially, right?
Oh, man.
That's official?
Yeah.
So that's cool. So we got the big dogs in the AL and then the underdogs in the NL.
Imagine being a Cubs fan and then going, wow, the only way the Cards don't get to the World Series is the Nationals get to the World Series.
Imagine being a Braves fan right now.
Yeah.
And just looking at this. It's absolutely
crazy. You don't want to root for the Nationals because they're in the NL East with you, but the Cardinals are the ones that broke your hearts. So
what do? You probably just turn off the TV?
Probably root for the Astros.
Go Yankees.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. I don't see a lot of Braves fans rooting for the Yankees. I feel like that doesn't happen often.
No.
Wait, Matt. You're a Yankees fan.
He is a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
Who has earned their pinstripes this series or this postseason? Anybody? Are you ever a part of that conversation?
No.
Okay. There's always the discussion among Yankees fans as to what players have earned their pinstripes, quote unquote.
They just do what it takes to win. Like, that's the problem with playing a team like Houston, is they've been just, like, all around completely solid for the last, what, 2 or 3 years? I mean, there was that boiling hot take from Sports Illustrated in, like, 2014. They predicted the Astros to win the World Series by 2017, and they did in 2017.
That's crazy.
Amazing, because, I mean, you're right about the Astros. I think the Astros are going to win it again, honestly. I had to give a legitimate prediction.
They have a really strong path.
Gerrit Cole has just been pitching out of his face. Earlier in the series against the Rays, he had 15 strikeouts. Last night, he went 8 innings, 2 hits allowed, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So he had 25 strikeouts in 2 games in the NLDS.
Guys, speaking of pitching, breaking news, Washington Nationals will be without the services of their closer, Daniel Hudson, who was placed on paternity list prior to today's game one against the Cards, man. So apparently his wife gave birth to the couple's third daughter.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, he's going to be out.
That's bad timing.
Cardinals fans are like,
Nah, man, I love it. Also, sticking with some news, Steelers rule out quarterback Mason Rudolph.
Really?
Yeah.
Too bad they don't have a...
He was practicing yesterday.
I guess, you know what, you know, Coach Pruitt here doesn't say the word concussion.
He got his bell rung.
He says bell rung.
He got his bell rung twice.
So apparently he got his bell rung a little too hard, and he was practicing, but yeah. So they got their third string.
Yeah. Too bad they don't have our boy, Josh Dobbs.
Dobbs would be playing this week, starting a National Football League game if they didn't trade him.
Now he's behind Foles when he comes back, and Minshew. You think the Jags try to trade Foles?
Yeah, I do.
Because Gardner's too electric.
I'd be curious to know or to, like, see ahead, because to me, Gardner Minshew has done enough to be good, you know. I haven't seen him as that, you know, franchise guy, but the way that the Jags have just, like, embraced the culture there, like, as we were talking about earlier, they're giving out mustaches, they're giving out, like, free stuff to people dressed like Gardner. They're just embracing the culture of Gardner Minshew, and it makes me wonder if they really want to just keep him.
For me, man, this is what I'm thinking. Nick Foles would be a solution for so many teams. I'm thinking Denver Broncos, for one, would be great. Also, Washington Redskins would be another fit. I know they just drafted Dwayne Haskins, but new regime, you know, who would want Haskins? I mean, if he doesn't fit the system, it's just what it is. So I would ride with Minshew, and also the upcoming drafts next two. If you need a quarterback, this is the time to go trade up and get one. So, oh, man, excited about this one. Some other quarterback news, guys. What's up? Okay. Definitely, man. We can go to commercial break. And right after this, we're going to be back with more Overtime here at Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this final segment of Overtime. Man, you guys have me cracking up in here. Y'all know that? Y'all are really foolish, man, honestly. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Let's go to these phone lines right before we head out for the weekend. Who do we have on the phone, man? Raj?
Yeah, we got Raj.
Raj, what's going on, partner?
Oh, nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well, man. Excited for tomorrow's game, man. What about you?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And I just want to tell you first, Malcolm, it's important first. I just want to tell you, I got a question for you about the game tomorrow, but first I just want to tell you, Malcolm, that it's important to me, but it happens once every year. I just want to tell you Malcolm, Sunday's my birthday, Sunday.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Hey, before we leave, man, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Raj. Happy birthday to you.
Pipes of
God. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for that. And I just wanted to ask you about the game tomorrow real quick. I just want to ask you, Malcolm, I know we can win. I just wanted to ask you how you feel about the game tomorrow, Malcolm?
Well, man, to be completely honest, we gave our predictions earlier. I know that Justin and I are rolling with our Vols tomorrow. Believe Tanner as well as Matt rolling with the opposition in Mississippi State. Did Stetson pick Tennessee, Justin?
Yeah. I can't remember.
I think he did. But what for me, man, I'm looking at senior leadership tomorrow, and I'm going to pinpoint four players individually. Nigel Warrior is one. Darrell Taylor is two. Marquez Calloway is three. And Daniel Batuli is four. If those four players play at the level they are capable of playing at, Tennessee will win this game pretty convincingly. But if one of those four players doesn't give their all for Tennessee tomorrow, expect Mississippi State to definitely take advantage of the opportunity and situation, probably come out with the victory.
Right, I got you. Yeah, hope we can do it. Cause I know last year my birthday that they won. So hopefully they can get a win for my birthday. You know,
hey man, hopefully. I think you're our good luck charm, Raj, and I appreciate you calling in. I want you to have a good weekend. All right. Hey man, awesome. Hey Justin, I appreciate you as always, man. Anything y'all want to touch on before we call it a weekend?
Well, yeah, you broke that news to me about this fine for Aaron Jones.
Man, talk about that, man. This is ridiculous.
Got fined $10,000 for waving goodbye on his way into the end zone against the Cowboys last week.
If you don't like it, stop it.
Yeah.
If you don't like him waving as he's going into the end zone after his fourth touchdown, stop him from scoring touchdowns. What more do we have to talk about, fellas?
It's like the horns down or the gator chomp, except in college you can't get fined for that. You just get crucified by the media.
Well, I don't understand this either because I know earlier in the season, I can't remember who did it or for what team, but I know there was a running back that did a finger wag on the way into the end zone. Literally the exact same thing, just, you know, waving versus a Mutombo, no, not today. And that person didn't get fined. So I think this is, you know, Jerry Jones pulls some weight in the NFL. So he said, Roger. Called up Roger Goodell.
I didn't
got
like
Aaron
that.
Jones fined.
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, Ezekiel Elliott jumped in the Salvation Army kettle, but but he was raising awareness for charity.
Guys, man, I hate it, man.
I don't think Aaron Jones is too angry about it, though. We got a tweet by the Liz Gonzalez of Barstool. She said, $10,000 or $10,000 is a bargain for this perfection. And then it's a picture of him that, like, that is just a great image right there.
That's going on the fridge for mama,
and
man.
Aaron Jones responded with, you know, crying, laughing emojis. So he ain't mad.
He ain't mad.
I mean, $10,000, I don't know what his salary is, but it's certainly basically like a parking ticket for these boys.
Guys, $10,000 could change some
lives. I hope he waves again. Honestly, he can afford $10,000 a week. One touchdown a week. Bye bye.
Go ahead and cash at me the exact same amount. Oh man, that's gonna do it for Overtime, man. We have had a great week. Y'all stay safe this weekend. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. We will be back Monday. Tanner Carson, is, like I said, going to be back as well. We're very excited. For Matt King, Justin Feist, and myself, Malcolm Harris, thank you so much for tuning in to Overtime Fan Run Radio here at the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Have a good weekend, y'all. We'll see you Monday.
Go Vols.